This is a CKTZ news update.
Wildfire smoke clouding the skies. The air quality and visibility over the weekend was noticeably affected by particulates and forest fire smoke traveling across the landscape and will likely be present in the region into Wednesday afternoon. The Blue Sky Canada interactive online visual tool shows an animated forecast of wildfire smoke as it's expected to behave over the next 2 days in specific geographic regions. According to the website, Cortez Island and surrounding area have been experiencing an elevated PM 2.5 rating, color-coded to represent a range of 10 to 28 micrograms per meter cubed. These elevated levels nevertheless do not cross the threshold considered unsafe during a 24-hour period by Canadian ambient air quality standards. The large cloud of smoke from the interior is predicted to start clearing by early afternoon on Monday. However, the closest fire, situated roughly 45 kilometers north of Palo River, will likely send more smoke our way as wind direction changes. This fire, which is under control, has an estimated size of 7 hectares and was discovered on June 27th. Its approximate location is stated as Daniels River. As of 8 p.m. Sunday, August 1st, there were 244 active fires across the province, according to the BC Wildfire Dashboard. 7 were new as of this week, and 6 of those had been added to the total since noon on Sunday. A small fire of less than 0.01 hectares was briefly shown on Vancouver Island between Qualicum Beach and Qualicum Bay on Sunday afternoon. However, it was no longer being reported by the evening. There were no other active fires on Vancouver Island. In a news bulletin released on Friday, July 30th, Campbell River RCMP detailed a vehicle fire that had spread to the forest in the vicinity.
On July 25th, 2021, at 11:25 p.m., two officers from the Campbell River RCMP responded to a report of a fully engulfed vehicle fire off of Brewster Lake Forest Service Road on the way to Big Bay. Officers en route immediately advised Coastal Fire Center to request assistance and started to make their way to the fire site. The RCMP received further updates en route that the forest around the fire was now in flames.
Two RCMP officers and several volunteers worked to contain the flames with fire extinguishers and a fire blanket. Then a water truck from a forest company arrived and largely extinguished the blaze. A crew from Coastal Fire Center finished the cleanup.
The vehicle that caught fire had suffered a mechanical failure, causing the truck to flip on its side. The passenger in the vehicle suffered injuries which were serious enough that she was transported by police to an ambulance on Highway 28, which took her to Campbell River Hospital for treatment. The injuries were non-life-threatening. This was the third incident of a vehicle fire on Forest Service roads in as many weeks in the Campbell River area. Campbell River RCMP would like to thank everyone who chipped in to ensure the safety of the nearby campers at Big Bay and to keep the event from turning into a fire disaster.